All right.
When you look at this game, where do you think? Do you put it on the free throws? Do you put it on something else? And you say, this is what I got away from it.
Well, I think a few things. First, the free throw line. 49 free throws is a ton of free throws. And, you know, we knew this was a team that was going to be attacking our paint, getting to the free throw line, and they did. You know, we need to do a better job of keeping them out of the paint, rotating early, but keeping them off the free throw line. You shoot 50 free throws, 49, it's going to be hard to win those types of games. A few possessions where we didn't get the rebound. The board, we forced them to miss. Those are plays, you got to make those plays, make those breaks. And then I thought offensively, they tried to take away the inside, and we didn't shoot the ball. I mean, 81 attempts, we shoot 34% from the floor. We have some open looks that we need to knock down. But, you know, just playing off of what the defense gives you. And I thought we settled early. And we didn't knock our shots down.
You talk about the last two possessions. What'd you drop when you had them with 11 seconds to go?
Well, basically, just get shooters on the floor and try and get their big, get Nene into a pick and roll. And, you know, give Brandon opportunity to try and get to the basket. But bring that big and spread for our three shooters. Well, it wasn't clean. You know, I thought we kind of rushed a little bit. We had enough time. And, you know, Greg goes to the free throw line and has that opportunity.
Nate, before this game, you talked about you wanted to see toughness from this team and you wanted to kind of set the tone. Did you see that during stretches?
Well, you know, again, they won the battle of the paint. And, you know, the fact that they were able to get into that paint and get to the free throw line, you know, it's still, you know, areas for us to improve.
But did you see the intensity you wanted to see?
Well, I thought Martell did, you know, a pretty decent job of just trying to make Carmelo work. And, you know, this guy showed tonight what he's all about. And, you know, they basically gave him the ball and rode him.
Billups getting some pretty good minutes, too.
Well, you know, both of them are very good players, and, you know, they do a good job of playing off of each other and taking turns. And, you know, when Carmelo didn't have it, then Billups was making plays.
What about Rudy for you?
Well, you know, the tough part going down the stretch was Rudy had a rhythm. Martell was playing pretty decent defense and making decision. You know, who to go with late. But I thought Rudy was able to knock down some shots and keep it close and get us back in the game.
Is there a positive to take from this, especially early in the season, to face this type of a test in your home court?
Well, you know what? It's an opportunity for me to learn. And, again, learn about my team. And, you know, we look at situations going down the stretch. You know, guys that we can play with, combinations we can put together. But, you know, it's a game that I felt like we should have had.
Hey, what do you tell a player after they miss free throws like that?
Well, the main thing is we got an opportunity. And, you know, I haven't said anything to Greg, but, you know, I'm sure he'll get many more opportunities like that.